Joining us now on the radio sports page, we have a Newton baseball player, Derek Wehrmacher. And Derek, thanks for spending time with us today.
Absolutely.
You're a senior, so how's this year gone? I know the wins aren't there, but how's it been for you personally?
It's definitely been a blessing just to come out and, you know, have the 5 years of baseball as a senior. But, you know, definitely some things not going quite our way. Definitely a lot of games that could have gone one way or another, but we would get up on them, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, and we'd hang our heads. So I think it's really an attitude thing. A lot of games will get up a few runs and just think it's over, but it's not. So our biggest thing going into July 11th and tournament play is that, you know, the game's not over until it's over. So, you know, when we get up early, there's still a lot more work to do than just getting guys around. You know, we still got to make outs, got to stay hype. And our dugout's definitely been great at keeping energy high. So we just need to keep that rolling until July 11th because, the record is what it is, but definitely still getting out and getting after it.
Yeah. It's been kind of a strange year. I mean, you started out without your coach here.
Definitely weird.
And then you know, you lose Millhiser, one of your leaders, too. So it's just been kind of a strange year for you guys, hadn't it? And you're playing a lot of young players, too.
I think it's difficult, too, seeing how the program has had, like, four head coaches in 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of difficult to have, like, that, you know, main head coach and, like, the same, like, teaching scheme, so that way you can build. But, you know, luckily with Tiz here, I mean, him being out in the beginning of the season was definitely a downer as far as, like, coaching, because Major kind of took over. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Tiz is going to, you know, have in store for this night, because I'm assuming, and he should, you know, stick it out forever, however long he can, with some emerging guys that are actually pretty good. I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do in the lineup, and we've been trickling them in the lineup here now too, which has been good to see. But yeah, definitely looking forward to the future of the program.
What do you have in store for you after this is over?
I would definitely say that baseball is my favorite sport among the three, you know, baseball, football, and swim. I never had in my mind that I was going to do it in college.
Yeah.
So my goal going out this year is, you know, to get a home run and then just see how far we can actually make it, because I feel like Newton's been cursed of, like, getting knocked first round in every, like, playoff opportunity, especially we've seen in football, and that was definitely a heartbreak for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, we have the guys, we have the talent to do it. We just need to take the step up in the initiative to get it across the finish line. So that's what I'm looking forward to in July 11th, first round of CCA, and just going forward.
What is it about baseball that makes it your favorite sport?
I think for me, it's still a team sport, but there's a lot of, like, opportunity for you to grow individually and that to be seen. And not only is, like, it's not just, like, brute strength. There's, like, there's, like, a mentality about it where, like, there's kind of, like, scheme and finesse. Like, in football, you know, I'm bashing heads and whatnot. And, I mean, obviously I play defense, so, like, there's a play, but, like, as a DN, I'm just trying to get in there and get the job done. But, you know, baseball, I think about it a little bit more, and it's not quite as head-to-head contact, which is great and gives me a rest from that. But, I truly love it. Plus the feeling of just the bat on the ball, and especially to get one out this year, which was awesome.
Yeah. So, what game was that you hit that in?
It was against Marshalltown.
So,
yeah.
What field did it go to?
About left center. There was about 350 left center.
Were you sitting on a fastball? Did you think he was coming?
No, I caught it way early, and I was like, I had no idea. I mean, I worked that day, so I was like, I was tired of this. So it was a relief to see it go over so I could just jog around.
But
my job's not done, so hopefully we can get another one before the end. But it's not about the stats. It's about, you know, the team and moving that forward, because that's so difficult, especially, like, a lot of guys come out and they're like, all right, what can I do to make myself, you know, look better and whatnot, when really it's like, you know, you get guys on scoring position, you need to get them in. It's not about the flashy hits, just get your single, get your boys home.
Did you grow up, I mean, did you start playing baseball, like, Pee Wee League and all that good stuff?
100%, you know, just as a kid, and just looking forward to, you know, playing high school ball. And I feel like some people kind of forget, like, once you get to this high school age, there's a lot of younger kids looking at you, and that's where they want to be. So set that example, especially just, like, having that love for a game. And even when things don't go your way, you hold your head high.
Well, you got at least you got a home win for your last game home here, so that was nice.
That was interesting. I mean, that would have been a lot more fun of a senior night, seeing as how it was our last game. But, yeah, it definitely feels good to finally get a win on our home turf especially. But, you know, we still got three more games in the tank before it's, you know, win or go home. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, you never know what can happen. That's why they play the games, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, appreciate your time. Absolutely. And congratulations on a good career in all your sports here at high school.
Thank you.
Joining us on the Radio Sports Page, again, that was Eric Wormonger, and that's going to do it for this edition of the Radio Sports Page.